The post-match interview.
Time to head back down into the rooms. I think Lauren Wood is with a very happy Tom Atkins.
Yeah, I certainly am, Kingy. You can't wipe the smile off his face at the moment. Tom, what a way to debut MCG Friday night and beating the grand finalists. It doesn't get much better than that, does it?
Nah, it doesn't. It's unbelievable, really. I can't really believe it's happened. And, I'm just so happy for the team and the fact that we put everything into work during the week and we're able to perform on the big stage.
You've obviously done great things at VFL level, but how did you find the step up?
Yeah, the first 10 minutes I was knackered. It was so fast-paced and everyone's just wants to get off to a great start. So, I was pretty knackered and definitely the pace of the ball. It's a lot quicker and certainly the margin for error. Like, there's no, you miss a kick by half a metre, then they just go back over your head. So,
Tommy, Kingy up in the K-Rock box with Chuck Berry, Benny Cass, Lee Brown and Darren Buick in another parallel universe. You would have been running around in the VFL practice match at Olympic Park at 4 o'clock this afternoon, but gee, I'm guessing you're very glad that you're not.
Oh, mate, so glad, so thankful to the club and the recruiters. Like, I can't put into words how grateful I am that they, saw it in me to give me the chance, and then, also to the coaches and that to choose me for round one. I'm just very grateful.
There's one thing to get the opportunity, which you got with pick 11 in the rookie draft, but then there's another thing to take that opportunity. What did you work so hard on over summer that basically said to the coaching staff, we have to pick this guy?
I'm not too sure. Probably the main one, I've said before, my endurance running and stuff like that. I think I was probably a bit chubby last year running around the VFL. I think 88 kilos is not ideal for a midfielder, so I've shed a bit of that weight and, I feel a bit better running around out there, but, not one thing for sure. I'm just happy that they picked me, not sure why.
Tommy, Darren Berry upstairs. I'm the non-Geelong person in this commentary box, sitting beside two St Joseph boys, and you're listed as St Joseph's. Can you just clarify for me and our listeners, did you attend school there or just play football at Joey's?
Nah, I didn't go to school at Joey's. I was just a footballer there, just from my juniors, and I've got a lot of mates there. So I went to Geelong College in Newtown and, just played in the APS there.
Tommy, you could have lied there and said you went to St Joey's because we would have actually...
We've adopted him already.
We would have actually taken him. Can I ask you, at what point during the pre-season did you sort of think, I know you would never think you're over the line, but what point during the summer did you think, I'm half a chance of getting into this round one, or I'm building momentum into this and I'm feeling more comfortable with it?
Probably not even that long ago, to be honest. Maybe a couple of weeks ago when they picked me for the first JLT. We train in two teams at training, and I had been playing in that senior team, but there were still a few blokes to come back from injury, so I wasn't really sure if I was going to fit in. Thankfully I played both JLTs, and from there was lucky enough to get called up.
You certainly played your part today. We mentioned just before you came on that you've had 5 tackles, Lukey Dalhouse has had 6, Brandon Parfitt has 6, and you 3 have led the team. It's probably been a long time since 3 of the sort of smaller half forwards for the Cats have led the tackle count, and that's obviously something the club looked to address, and obviously fantastic that it's been rewarded so early in the season.
Yeah, definitely. It's something that we want to pride ourselves on it this year for forward pressure. We want teams to sort of be under heat even when we're not there. We want them to feel like we're sort of up there, I'll say, bums. It's something we focused on all pre-season, and it's great that the boys were able to do it when it counted.
Now tell us about your ticket situation for tonight's game. Obviously, Mum and Dad were here, and I believe you may have sort of got 30 or 40 of your 36. Mates in as well.
not quite that many, but I was very lucky that a lot of my mates decided to come up and have a look, and I had also my family, my 2 sisters and my mum and dad and my grandma and pa come along, and also my partner Laura. So, I'm just happy that I was able to, get the win and make them happy.
We're talking with cap number 1,081 for the Geelong Cats debutant, Tom Atkins. Here is Darren Buick on Carol Footy.
Congratulations on your debut, Tom. Well done.
Thanks,
how many, I'm going to ask you a question. How many times have you come to watch the footy at the MCG?
Hard to say. Probably, a fair bit. I'm an MCC member, so me and the old man love coming up here. Probably not as much as I should have, but definitely once finals rolls around, try to get to most of them. So,
what's it like now you actually run out and people are watching you? What's the feel? What's Can you explain to the people in Geelong what that like?
Yeah, it's. I didn't know what to expect because obviously I've been on the other side of the fence so many times, and it just feels like the whole stadium's about to close in on you. You know, they're so high, the top of the roof, and it just feels like you're standing at the bottom of a bowl, like a big cereal bowl, and everyone's sort of yelling and screaming at you. I think today, certainly there was 80% Collingwood supporters there. So that sort of obviously didn't help, but it's just an unbelievable experience.
Something you think you can get used to?
I don't reckon.
Good answer.
Yeah.
Was it easy to stay focused in those conditions then, given it was your first experience, Tom, with particularly the tightness of the game and the ebb and the flow of the game?
I wouldn't say it's easy. It's definitely something. It's definitely something that's hard, and you know, it's probably something I need to work on. You see the more experienced players do it so well, so. It is. It's very intense. A lot of things going on out there. So yeah, you just got to focus on your couple of little things that you've prepared before the game.
You've obviously, you know, been around the Footy Club a little bit. So these guys are not unfamiliar to you that you are playing with. But who have you sort of looked at over the last couple of years in terms of the way they might go about things and thought, that's where I need to get to, or that's who I'm trying to model parts of my game on to get to where I need to get to, which was the stage tonight.
Obviously. Been around the club for a while. I haven't actually played a lot of games with Joel and Paddy and the likes, but I have been to a lot of training sessions over summer when they asked the VFL to fill in. So certainly those blokes. I think Joel with his leadership and just the way he plays, he's so hard at it, and it's definitely something that I want to base my game on. So yeah, he's certainly someone I look to, even though I'm not necessarily a midfielder at the moment, but. Him and I suppose from a forward aspect, probably Lukey Dowell, he's sensational.
Tom, you one of six debutants has been alluded to, but you can't help but admire the composure of Jordan Clark. He was the youngest of the debutants tonight, but just didn't seem out of place.
No, not at all. And I think it's been evident over the whole pre-season and both JLTs that he stays cool in those moments. So, it's great to see him going well, and I think he'll be a very good player for the club.
Tommy, just tell him to get a pair of shorts that fit him. I think he had my shorts on out there tonight, uh-huh. Jordan Clark. They're just hanging off him. Yeah. Get the property steward to give him some tighter ones, can you?
Yeah, I'll let him know. I think he's already got extra smalls. He's just got such a small bum. Fry pan
ass. That's not a bad way to finish, actually.
Tommy, congratulations. Well done. It's a wonderful way to start your AFL career. It's probably started a bit later than fans of yours would have liked, and we've been following you closely here at K-Rock for a number of years, both at St Joseph's and also through the VFL. We're wrapped for you to get this opportunity and look forward to seeing you in action next Saturday night at GMHBA Stadium.
Awesome. Thanks, boys.
The post-match interview.